Seattle has always been a good town for music. Jimi Hendrix, Ernestine Anderson, Nirvana, and the grunge movement. Part of that comes from the various venues around the city. One of them is the Columbia City Theater. It was home to part of Seattle's booming jazz scene in the 1940s, was a neighborhood movie theater, a home for the punk movement, and an art commune. It closed for a time before reopening in 2010. The building turns 100 years old this year, and as 88.5's Ed Ronco tells us, the new owner says it has a lot to celebrate.
Laura Lavi and her husband have been running the Columbia City Theater for a year. Right now, Lavi is taking me on a tour, beginning with the bar in front.
It was originally, when this building was built in 1917, it was a chocolatier, so they made chocolate and sold chocolate and candy here.
Huge windows look out onto Rainier Avenue South, where Lavi says people used to press their faces to the glass to see the chocolate being made. Do that today, and you'll be looking in on a small stage with an old but tuned upright piano. This is not the main venue, just a side area that hosts everything from jazz combos to karaoke. Next to the bar is an atrium with skylights, a sign that says Columbia City Theater.
And you come through this gigantic, heavy door, and you enter a room that can fit about 400 people.
So we enter this beautiful space.
So you enter, and now you're in this true traditional vaudeville theater. This is the first vaudeville theater in the state of Washington.
A carved, gold-painted proscenium frames the stage with red curtains draped from the top. There is an L-shaped balcony above the audience to the right and behind. The left wall is all brick, and there are three tiers in here, a bar, a platform for tables and chairs, and a lower level in front of the stage that can hold chairs or be cleared out for dancing. We walk up on stage, and now we are really in the middle of history. We are standing on a stage right now where
Ella Fitzgerald.
Legends. People we know as legends.
Count Basie, Quincy Jones, Ray Charles.
Well,
the long lineage of people who stood on the stage.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Tell me about those early days. What was this venue like back then when people like Ray Charles and Ella Fitzgerald were coming through?
Well, it was a vaudeville stage, so you had this combination of musical talent, and then you had comedy, and then you might have burlesque. We do a ton of burlesque here.
A ton of music, too. Lavi says she wants the theater to cater to the broadest community possible through various genres of music and put on all-ages shows from time to time. On Wednesday nights, it hosts karaoke on the small stage in the bar. On Thursday nights, it's Crash the Glass, an all-female music series. And this Saturday, Bellingham-based Alex Ashley performs with Kara Hess and Beth Whitney.
It was right around midnight. We came rolling into town.
When you meet people who run theaters, sometimes they're artists, sometimes they're business people, and sometimes, as in Lavi's case, they are both. She's written and toured with big names like Carole King and the Neville brothers. Charles Neville is her godfather.
So he helped raise me and bring me up right or wrong, as the case may be.
She's also an entertainment lawyer, still practicing with background at the helm of some recognizable names and projects, including Wide Awake Entertainment, which acquired Death Row Records after it declared bankruptcy. Lavi wants the Columbia City Theater to be a must-stop for visitors to Seattle, a legendary venue.
To be able to be an important venue operator and to be here bringing back a piece of us and making sure it sustains for another century, I do feel like I'm on some kind of a mission.
Are you having fun?
There are days where I am having so much fun. And like the day Andra Day played here, STG brought her.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round.
And I was standing on one end of the catwalk and my husband was on the other end. But we looked at each other and we had that oh my God moment where we knew greatness and look where she is now and where she's going. We knew we were seeing something that she was never going to play here again unless it was a golden ticket show because she was going to outgrow us. But we were here and just the connectivity of that was this, oh my God, moment. And then there are the days where we know we need to do a crowdfunding because the roof is leaking and water poured out of a pipe and we had to get every towel there was and mop up in the front room. And we're like looking at each other going, oh my God, we bought a zoo. We're out of our mind. What are we doing? What are we doing? But then the music starts and everything gets awesome.
I want to ask a question that is a not rude question, but but this place is 100 years old. Why not tear this down, build something cheaper and newer with more technology where the roof doesn't leak and there's space for everything you need? Why preserve a place like this?
We can't throw everything out from our origins, because this also represents a piece of our humanity. It is imperfect and perfect at the same time. And that dichotomy is human. This is a sanctuary in here. Just like a beautiful church or synagogue or mosque or temple, this is a temple of music. And when you destroy these things, you're chiseling away at the core of who we are as human beings and as artists. And my sister once said something that I think is so apropos to your question. She's a poet. She said, well, we're all lemmings jumping off the cliff. And it's the job of the artists, the poets, the musicians, the actors, the filmmakers, etc., to entertain us on our way down.
Laura Lavie, thank you very much.
It's totally my pleasure.
Laura Lavie is co-owner and general manager of the Columbia City Theater in Seattle's Columbia City neighborhood. You can see photos of the theater on our website, knkx.org.